Hello, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. And today we're
Metro Research?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and your number was selected at random. Okay, are you currently registered to vote in this address in Florida, sir?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you currently registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'm registered as independent.
Independent, okay.
Yes, but I'm registered independent, but I'm a hardcore Republican.
Okay, but that's fine, sir. I mean, if you want me, I can put you registered as a Republican. But if you're independent, I mean, I can put you independent, too.
I'm legally registered as independent. That's what my voting card says, okay? But I'm going to vote for Donald Trump.
All right, and that's the question we're going to ask you, if you're going to vote, you know, Democrat or Republican. Okay, and what are the chances that you will vote on November general election for president, Senate, and Congress, and other offices? Are you
I'm going to vote for every Republican possible.
I'm going to vote.
That's 100% sure that I'm going to vote. And
okay.
all the candidates for every seat, it will be Republican.
Okay. Okay, sir, and can you please tell me your age? Are you from 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 64, or
40 to
over 65?
40 to 49.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction, in your opinion?
It's better than... It's better... All those things could change too. The problem is that big cities are mostly Democrats, and they lack any tax left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't need the money, or well, they also like money, but even if the money, I don't get an explanation why I get this 10% increase in this tax, where the money was supposed to go, this guy didn't get a 10% increase. But I like Florida, and
do you feel it's not right? It's going in the right direction, or maybe wrong? Or
I think the thing is, you're asking me why question. I live in a Democrat city because Orange County is mostly Democrats, and I think increasing taxes is wrong with respect to the previous year. Because no one, so if I, let's say, I'm talking about property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The way I see property taxes being charged is like my investment property went up 10%. But they are basing off that off market value. But that tax is supposed to go to school, firefighters, policemen. I don't have a problem with that. But why would you raise my taxes 10% if teachers didn't get a 10% increase. Firefighters didn't get a 10% increase. Policemen didn't get a 10%. So why are you touching me 10% more than last year? What are you doing with that money? Why are you taxing 10% more when no one is getting 10% increases in their salaries? I don't have a job today.
So you can't give me an answer on this one. It'll be on the right or wrong direction in your opinion.
It's very local. It's very local. I like Florida, and I think it's better. I think it has been better. It's way better with DeSantis than if this other guy had won the election in 2018. This immoral guy.
I'm thinking about the
now. It would always be improved. Don't get me wrong, it could always be improved.
Thinking about the election for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'm not voting for any Democrat. I'm not voting for any Democrat, period.
So be definitely Republican?
Republican or independent candidates.
Okay. Okay. All right, sir. Now I'd like to ask your impression of some people and organizations, you know, you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion. Okay. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know and I'll move to the next one. Okay. The first one will be Project 2025. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
So I don't know about the project. I haven't read it.
So don't recognize.
So I don't have an opinion. What I can tell you is that the media is attributing Project 2025 to Donald Trump, which he didn't do it. He didn't sign it. He didn't co-author it. And people is attributing, Democrats are attributing, a lying in our faces, telling that Trump co-authored or authored that project and supported that project. Trump has never spoken about Project 2025.
Okay.
That's a royal lie, and I don't know what's inside it. I haven't read it, so I don't have an opinion on Project 2025.
Okay, I put it as you don't recognize it, right? So, okay.
That the media and Democrats are lying, telling that Trump is the author of promoting Project 2025.
Okay. What about Democrats in Congress?
Playing lie. Uh-huh.
Democrats in Congress are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
It depends on the names. I'm not going to say all of them are evil, all of them are bad, all of them are good. It depends. You have to be on an individual, by person.
Okay.
Although,
Ron DeSantis.
I don't like a few of them.
Okay.
Are you talking about Florida or the federal level in general?
Democrats, they're talking about the whole Democrats in Congress. I guess, you know, the whole people there in Washington. Ron DeSantis.
Yes, I wish he could run again.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat
very favorable. Very favorable. He's one of the reasons why they didn't tank during COVID.
What about Darren Soto?
It rings a bell. That's in my county or something like that, right?
Yes, he's active right now. Darren Soto. And running
again. Running against what?
He's running out.
For
I
which
think
position?
For Congress, uh-huh.
He might be a Democrat. If he's a Democrat, I don't have an opinion because I haven't read anything I haven't read very much about him. So even though he's a Democrat and I agree to vote for a Democrat, I don't have an opinion on him or her.
What about Republicans in Congress, in your opinion? The whole Republicans in Congress?
I like them, except for the ones that
very
are very corrupt. Like, very favorable. Very favorable, except for this guy that was caught lying and was expelled and is facing prison. The Santos guy, Santos something, right?
Okay.
And
what
again,
about Thomas Chalifo?
Who?
Thomas Chalifo. That's his name.
I don't have an opinion. If I don't even know if he's Republican or there are a few of them that I like. Okay.
I'm fixing to fill you up. As soon as I'm done with this, I'm fixing to fill you up what they're running for, okay? And so you
I don't know that person, so I don't have an opinion. It doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican. I don't have an opinion.
What about Kamala Harris?
You got to be kidding me.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. That cannot be the best the Democrats can bring to the board. The only reason, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. What about Donald Trump?
100%. I'm voting for him.
Very favorable. Very favorable, right? Okay. Joe Biden.
He could be more radical. I like it. He could be more radical. To me, from the Republican side, he's in the middle. I would like to be a Republican that is more conservative.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about Joe Biden?
I'm sorry for him.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable, unfavorable, but I feel sorry for him because this guy could be belongs in a nursing home, not to what he has been put through. He's 80-something or 80, and then he's not in good shape.
Okay, sir. Thinking about, you know, the Joe Biden and is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve,
what?
Somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I disapprove. There is no way that any other president
strongly, or just
strongly disapprove. It could have been worse. So that is disapprove. It could have been worse, I think.
Okay.
But,
and thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district,
I don't have an opinion because I don't know what that person did or didn't do. So even if he's a Democrat or Republican, I can't say anything either bad or good because I don't know what he has been doing.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. Nate, the election for president was held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat. Which one do you think you will vote for?
Donald Trump,
okay. If the election for United States Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and David Marcosell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Republican. It doesn't matter the name. Republican.
Okay. All right, sir, and now if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think
Republican.
Republican. Okay. All right, sir, as you may know, there will be, you know, also be an amendment to the Florida Constitution on a ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads, okay? No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
Wow.
Would you
are you telling me, okay, so listen, I'm a little bit open to abortion, okay, in the sense that I came from a country where that wasn't necessarily prohibited and people didn't have the education, and a lot of the girls in the early age were getting abortion, so it was kind of normal, deeply normal, but I don't see why it got to be hidden from the parent. So under certain circumstances, I would agree, or I wouldn't disagree with banning it. It's like for rape, for if the mother is life risk, if it's inception, like a causing or a father raping or having sex with a daughter or something like that, I'm not opposed or I'm not in favor of banning on certain circumstances. Now, I'm 100% against doctors or whoever is handling that, hiding it from parents. That's evil. Parents should be involved and should know what's going on with the child. So that because it was a long question. So you're saying that this is going to be part of the ballot for the election, that
yes, I mean, it's
going
to be, it might be
right. Doctors are going to have the right to do an abortion and not telling the parents.
It will not. Is it authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before
it
a
will
minor
require, so,
an
so
abortion?
It requires notification
not
when there
the
is a child. So it requires notification but not to have an abortion?
What it says is this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent.
I have to
remember.
It's confusing. Again.
You don't say you don't need. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority.
So what? Okay. So if it's an amendment, there has to be something different to what is currently the law.
Well, the only thing that they can do is that the law should prohibit. You know, no law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability. You know, or before you can see it. Or when necessary to protect the patient's health. That's the only thing that's going to be on the amendment. Okay, it's not going to change that. Everything else is going to be the same because, you know, you have to notify the
patient. So what's changing then? What's changing in the amendment that the law or the constitution has to be amended?
They want to ban abortion. I mean, and there's a lot of things that they want to ban.
Where?
You know, a lot of states want to ban abortion. So this is
altogether,
you know,
or except with some circumstances.
No, I mean, that's got every state going to have their circumstances. I mean, everything is going to have
every
their thing. You know,
so this is not a federal ban, okay?
But this is
not
for
a federal ban.
You know,
it's state by state. So what does the because the fact he hasn't done that he's going to ban it. He's like he has like a 12-16 weeks period where you can have it.
Everything is going to be, every state is going to do the things, you know, but it's going to be...
Okay, we're talking about Florida,
you know,
right?
Yes.
So
just Florida. This is just Florida.
This is Florida,
this
right?
Is just,
this is
just
like
amendment
for 8 weeks
to limit,
period.
To limit government interference with abortion. That's it, you know, and it reads like that. Okay, the question is, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I have to read the amendment again because it's very vague to what you read, and I have to read it again. If the amendment says that the doctors can hide what they're doing to the parents, I'm against that. The parents should be involved
I'm going to read it to you real slow so you can understand what it's saying. Okay, no law should prohibit, penalize, or delay or restrict abortion before, viability, or when necessary to protect...
Before what?
Viability, you know, before you can see it, viability.
Before you can see what, the
baby, you know?
Up?
Yes, or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider.
Leave that blank. I have to read it more carefully. I'll have to see the implications.
Okay, this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority, you know.
Leave that blank. I'm only in favor of abortion. First, if it's a rape. Second, if it's incest, like causing some brother having sex.
Well, sir, let me tell you one more time, okay? This is what's going to be on the ballot.
I have to read it more carefully.
Okay, like I said, okay, but that's fine, sir. I mean, but I mean, because I have yes or no. You know, you can do yes.
No, I'm against. I'm against abortion unless there are certain conditions. Unless there are certain conditions that
I'm not pretty sure they're gonna have. Everybody's gonna have their conditions.
Right, where I would be in favor of allowing it.
Okay, so right now, what would you be? Would you maybe lean towards yes or lean towards no?
I'm leaning toward no abortion after a certain number of weeks, and just because you have to want an abortion, I'm against that. Just protect yourself. If you want to have an abortion like that,
yes,
week
I
number
mean,
20,
exactly.
I'm against that.
You tell him, okay, so might as well do a no, you know. Be no because, you know, you against abortion.
I'm against abortion
for right
after
now.
Certain conditions.
Uh-huh. Okay. After certain
if
conditions,
I'm against that.
Yeah, like
there,
I said, this is just a survey right now, okay? When you go to voting, they're going
to
show you the actual
all
amendment.
All
right,
I received that sample ballot that I have to read and go through. I haven't done
okay.
that.
So as right now, would you lean more towards yes or more towards no?
I'm leaning towards
that.
I'm leaning towards no abortions unless there's some criteria that allows that it's fine to have abortion.
All right.
But
thank you, sir.
Normally,
Read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Okay. The first one is Colonel Thomas Chalifo. He's an experienced business owner and a decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Okay. Colonel Chalifo will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary to securing the border against, you know, the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants.
I don't know him, but he's probably a Republican.
Yeah, he is. He is. Okay, he's a Republican. Fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifo will take this experience, his experience, you know, as a small business, a multi-million-dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our communities. The other one is Darren Soto. He is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits in toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare. So families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Okay, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Thomas, the Republican.
Okay, Thomas Chalifo. All right, sir. All right, sir, and in which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention right now? Lowering groceries prices, protecting traditional values in schools, making health care affordable for working families, protecting reproductive freedom, ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering inflation and the gas prices, protecting Social Security and Medicare, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, making owning a home more affordable, securing our border, bringing down rent prices, or creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida.
Oh, that's a lot of options right there. So
you can pick two, okay, to be the most important to you.
Two?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have to read them all because you mentioned like 10. So am I only able to choose two?
Yes, sir. You can pick one right now and it will make me pick another one. Lowering grocery prices. That's one. What about, and which one will be your next most important one?
Promoting
traditional values in schools, making health care affordable
for
working families, protecting reproductive freedom, ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering inflation and gas prices, protecting
hold on. Lower inflation and gas prices. That goes along with the grocery store. So lower inflation and gas prices. That's number one.
Okay, this you want this one instead of the other one, right?
Right. So keep going.
Okay, let me go back and...
So reproductive rights is abortion rights. So let's not call it reproductive rights. Reproductive rights is not getting intra-insemination. It's about abortion. It's not about reproductive.
Okay,
it's abortion.
Cool.
So,
okay, protecting
reproductive
freedom, ending the gun violence epidemic.
Gun violence epidemic? Where's that?
Yes. It's a gun, you know, the gun, you know, violence epidemic in Florida. Lowering
police
inflation.
Officers. That's
what
number
about,
one, lowering inflation.
Okay, lowering inflation, right? You didn't want this one, right? Lowering
inflation. That's one.
Please.
Could you go through the other ones?
Yes, sir. Let me see. Okay, lowering inflation. And then the other one would be promoting traditional values in schools, making healthcare affordable for working families, protecting reproductive freedom, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting Social Security and Medicare, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida.
But you said, hold on a second. But these are not federal. These are local.
Yes, local for right there for Central Florida, sir.
Okay.
Tackling crime and improving public safety, making owning a home more affordable, securing our border, bringing down rent prices.
Securing our border.
Securing our border.
And
yes,
inflation.
All right, sir. Now let me read you some reasons people, you know, give for voting for the candidate for the U.S. Congress, assuming, you know, that each of these is accurate, okay? Please tell me how convincing reason is that you think that we'll vote for, you know, the candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all in your decision to vote, okay? Here's the first one. Okay, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs to keep out pocket costs, you know, for seniors, and is working to lower health care costs for everyone. Would you say that's very convincing somewhat or have no effect on your vote?
It had no effect on my situation.
Okay. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect in your vote?
In my vote for him or the other candidate? So could you read the
candidate
this is if
it's going to have any effect on the way you're going to vote, okay? If you believe what he's doing is good for you, it's very convincing reason to vote for him.
So the first one, it doesn't have any influence. The first one
doesn't have any effect.
The first item. What was the second item again? Could you read that again, please?
Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect reason, you know, has no effect
He's in favor of abortion, so that I'm not going to vote for that. He's in favor of abortion. That statement there is to you know, have an abortion whenever you want.
So it will have no effect on your decision how you're going to vote, right?
It's a little bit towards the other candidate, but not like a deal breaker, but a little bit to the other candidate. Could you keep going to the next?
Yes, sir. Okay, and Soto has worked, you know, to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws, you know, backed by sheriffs, and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement.
You can stop reading right now. You can stop reading that right now. I don't know what common sense gun law means. I have to read that. What common sense law means?
Well, common sense law is, you know, just to have. Well, okay, that's fine if you provide funding for largest increase of agents, you know, in Border Patrol history, hiring about 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl in illegal entry.
Who's proposing that?
Soto. Soto has done that, you know. He has worked on that.
Who's proposing hiring more people to prevent illegal crossing?
No. He's done it. I mean, he said, he has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring about, 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. But
what you're saying that he, as a Democrat, is against illegal immigration.
Yes. He supports more agents in the border. Would you say that's very convincing? But it's about you, you know, convince, trying to convince you or not.
I like that
or
policy.
Has no effect.
Regardless of
okay.
Who is doing it. I like that policy regardless
okay.
of who is doing it.
Would that be very convincing or just somewhat convincing?
That's one of the main convincing points so far.
Okay. All right. Okay, Thomas Chalifo, you know, will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served, you know, for over 30 years, Chalifo will make
that.
Sure
I like that.
We take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veterans' homelessness. Would that be very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Yeah, I like that. America first.
Okay. Chalifo will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Very convincing, somewhat, or not convincing?
Say that again?
Or no effect. Thomas Chalifo will put an end to the border crisis.
Will put what? Will put an end?
Put an end, you know, I've finished. He put an end to the border crisis, you know, that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Would that be very convincing somewhat?
Could you say it again what he did that you said that it's more dangerous? What he did?
Well, he will put, because he's running for Congress against,
uh-huh.
you know, he's running, yes. He's running against Darren Soto.
Okay.
He said whenever he takes charge, he will put an end to a border crisis that is filling our community with dangerous
yes,
criminals.
Yes, of course.
Would you say that's very convincing, you know, for
yes.
him to get your vote, somewhat convincing, or has no effect?
Yes. Listen.
Okay.
I'm an Hispanic myself. I'm Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
But I came here legally. I don't support illegal immigration of any type. No Cubans, no Asians, no Venezuelans, no from Salvador, not from Colombia. And I'm Cuban, but I came here legally. I don't support illegal immigration.
Okay.
Period.
Okay. Let me read you the last one. Thomas Chalifo is a fiscal conservative who will, you know, rein in out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, you know, and supply chain
disruptions
that are fueling inflation hurting working families. Would you say
hurting?
Very convincing? Yes, because, you know, he's talking about the stimulus packages, you know, being given out to everybody and, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing?
Could you read that last item again?
Okay. Thomas Chalifo is a fiscal conservative who will ruin in out of control fail, you know, He's gonna stop the federal control spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruption that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Oh my goodness. You know who wrote these items? It's a Democrat. The only reason why inflation went up is because of the $5 trillion.
No, but that he's saying, look, the thing is, all these excessive stimulus packages and supply. He's a Republican, you know. They're talking about
I know.
And supply chain. This is hurting the economy.
That's what's hurting.
I agree with that.
I agree with that. I like to put control on these old stimulus.
That's what he's saying. He's going to take care of that.
Yes, I like that. That's why I'm in the situation that I am today.
Would you say that's very convincing somewhat or
has very convincing. I'm voting for him.
Very convincing.
I'm voting for him.
Okay. All right, sir. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States, you know, Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, or Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate? Which one do you think you will vote for?
Thomas
Chalifo. Okay. All right, sir. Now, we're almost done with this survey. Now let me read you statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress, assuming that each following statement is accurate. Okay. Please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate. Only some doubts, or we have virtually no effect at all in your decision. Okay, here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have been, you know, that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made it harder for working families by voting for tax increase that targeted our small businesses. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect on your decision?
Listen, I don't know the guy's policies. All I'm saying is, if that's the Democrats' policies, I'm not voting for any Democrat. I don't have anything against Derek. I don't know him, and I haven't been up to date with his policies.
But let's say this,
if that's his, policies,
let's say this following statement is accurate. What if this is true,
I don't know. I don't know if he's accurate or not.
Would that give you serious doubts about voting for him? Some doubts, or has
yes,
no effect
on your
decision?
True, if that's true, I don't know if it's true or not. I want to give him a fair assessment. I have been following him. So if that's true, that's bad, in my opinion, and I will be voting for him. Now, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't know if that's true or not. Okay? I don't know. I haven't been following
him. But if you knew that that was true, would that give you serious doubts, or no effect?
If I knew that that's true, I won't be voting for him.
So give you serious doubt about voting for him, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. See, that's the question. Only if it gives you some doubts or no doubts. I mean, because you're going to find out.
Sometimes people may think so. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't want to believe you telling me something about a guy, even if it's on the other side of the aisle, even if he's a Democrat. I don't know if that's true or not, because
I haven't read that. Okay, I have serious doubts, some doubts, I have no effect. You can, if you don't think, you know, you don't want to, it's like you can choose no effect, because it will have no effect on your decision, since you say you're voting Republican, right?
This is for, I already vote for the other guy, so we can skip those sessions that you're doing, because there's nothing that you can tell me that is going to change my mind between him
well,
and
this
the
Republicans. Well, this is for both. I have statements for both. Okay, the other one said, despite having personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Chalifo continues taking Social Security and veterans' paychecks, while his backers, you know, fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or have no effect on your decision?
Could you say that again? Could you read me that again?
Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Chalifo continues taking Social Security and veterans' paychecks while his backers fight to abolishing Social Security and
I don't have a problem. As long as he was a veteran and he served this country, he's entitled to that. Regardless of how he made his fortune.
So no effect,
right?
Have any, so
no effect on
no
me,
effect,
not voting
no effect.
For him.
Okay.
All
right, while Chalifo says, you know, he was a successful business owner, he and his companies owe over $15 million, leading a multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. Would that give you serious some doubts or no effect
no,
on your vote?
No effect. Everybody's doing that. When the company is going to...
Okay. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies, you know, that have led millions of criminals across our border and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
But I have a question for you. You said that he cared about legal immigration. Earlier, you said that he cared about illegal immigration and he was going to send like 22,000 troops to the border.
Yeah, that he supports the truce, but you know, like I say, you're gonna hear the good things and you're gonna hear the bad things, and that's
so
about,
how can
you know,
he support sending troops, but at the same time he's in favor of Joe Biden's policy of open borders? Doesn't make sense. It's a contradiction.
So would that hearing that, would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect on your decision?
If he was in line with the general Democrat policy of allowing everyone to come in, that's a deal breaker for me. I will consider him. It's a strong statement why I'm not going to vote for him.
Okay. But what about if you believe this part right here? He's being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, no easier, and we can't trust him, with another term in Congress. Would that give you just serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay. All right, sir. We almost, like I say, Thomas Chalifo blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation. But his company took 160 thousands in, in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect?
No effect.
No effect. And the last one say Thomas Chalifo stands, with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion
like
nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women. Would that give you serious doubt, some doubts, or has
no effect?
No effect. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now that you have heard a little bit more, okay, if the election for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate. Which one do you think you will vote for now?
Thomas,
all right? All right, sir, and what is your primary source for national and political news? Would that be cable news networks, talk radio?
Major cable news like Fox
okay,
and
networks,
CNN.
Right? Okay.
Yes, national cables, like local cable news, I don't watch them. Mainly Fox.com and CNN.com.
What about cable news networks?
I don't have a cable TV subscription.
Or local network affiliated like CBS, NBC, CBS, Fox.
That's two on the left. Those are two on the left for me.
You don't watch none of those?
No, just CNN. And Fox, TBS,
CNN.
ABC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, NBC, they're too communist for me.
Okay, so none of these are right to you, right? Orlando sent El Nuevo, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, or none of those?
What's that? What's the question again?
None of those that are right. Cable news networks, talk radio. Your local newspaper, Orlando Centennial, El Nuevo Día.
Don't you speak Spanish?
Yes.
We don't have,
this survey.
Okay, so
Spanish.
My main source of national news is Fox.com via internet and CNN.com via internet.
Okay, so internet-based news sources, right?
I don't watch news on the TV because I don't have a cable subscription.
Okay. And now, from which app or service would you say you get most of your news? Would that be Twitter, True Social, YouTube, Facebook, or WhatsApp?
No. I go to my web browser and I go to Fox.com and CNN.com.
Fox.com. Okay.
And CNN.com, the website, not an application, the website. Their website, both of them.
Okay, it'll be Fox.com and then CNN, right?
CNN.com, yes.
Okay, you pretty much watch everything on internet.
Right, and then a little bit of shorts on YouTube. But the shows that I watch on YouTube, they are discussing and analyzing the news that this cable provides.
And what is Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use in regular basis?
I don't watch any
Telemundo,
Spanish.
Orlando?
No, I don't watch them.
Guapa TV,
I don't watch Telemundo. No.
Okay, all right. All right, so I'm thinking back to 2020 presidential election. Did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Donald Trump.
All right, so then just a few questions for statistical purpose only, okay? And what was the last grade or degree that you completed in school?
Bachelor's in science.
College degree, right? Okay. And
not an associate, bachelor's.
Yes, because I have the, you know, some college or vocational degree, and then we got college degree, you know, it's for college degree. And then we have, you know, postgraduate, like a master's, PhD.
No, I'm not a master. I don't have a master's.
Okay, so be a bachelor's. Okay, and, all right, sir, and do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your home?
No. Younger than 18?
Yes.
Younger than 18.
Younger. Under the age of 18.
Three.
Oh, so you got it. Okay. All right, sir, and if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
I wouldn't go to the extreme, but I'm conservative. I'm Republican.
Okay, so because somewhat means, you know, you're not very conservative. You like, you know, somewhat conservative.
Well, let me tell you why. Conservatives are very strong on abortion. I'm not that very strong. I don't have a very strong position in abortion.
Okay.
But
so
I'm conservative.
Do you want me to put somewhat conservative?
I'm conservative. Not somewhat. No, not very, because that would be kind of hardcore. To abortion under any situation. No, I'm not that person. But at the
moderate, it's like in the middle, you know, middle liberal and
but at the same time, if you are aware of the Don't Say Gay bill, right, that DeSantis signed until third grade, I would have signed that until sixth grade. I was never taught any kind of sex, not a straight sex, not gay sex, nothing of that I was taught in school. So third grade, I would have signed that. So he was very moderate. Even though they label it fascist, that to me is very moderate to my thought. That should have been signed until sixth or seventh grade.
Okay.
You see my point? So that's not some, you know, there are some instances where you can say moderate. There are some other instances where where I can lean even on the lighter side than DeSantis.
Well, somewhat conservative means, you know, like a little conservative, and very is like very conservative.
I'm really Republican, not very conservative.
Okay, so we'll go with that one. All right, sir, and as you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries, so of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country of the Americas do you trace your ancestry? To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
Do I trace what?
Trace your ancestry.
I'm Cuban.
Okay. All right, sir. Okay. When communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish. More Spanish and English, and even mix of both, or more English and Spanish. Or only
Spanish?
Only
except for
Spanish.
One of my kids, he doesn't want to speak Spanish, so we're, but it's Spanish. Sometimes.
Okay. All right, sir.
Sometimes
with this This concludes our survey, okay? Thank you very much for your time.
This was a 50-minute survey. So are these going to be the questions in the ballot for November?
Well, that's, you know what, survey, they use surveys, you know, to see who's on top, who's on the bottom, you know, so that's why, you know, they don't give us the information what they do with the service, but, you know,
let me ask a question. What position are leaning you to?
We unbiased, so, you know, we cannot choose either side. Because we do for both parties.
You can now be independent. Come on now.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much for your time, okay? I think I'm going to get in trouble for staying too long on this survey. But you have a great day, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.